coverage both days with highs in the upper 80s. And then the storms become a little bit more numerous by Thursday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet and stay on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, which are getting a little bit more busy, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Selma police officer is in stable condition after being shot in the chest early Sunday morning while on patrol. Police say the officer was patrolling the streets after a gang altercation and homicide investigation. As he traveled down Furnace Avenue, multiple shooters began firing into his car. Two bullets went through his vest and into his chest. Montgomery police say a man was stabbed last night in the 1400 block of Ann Street. He was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. And the Junior League of Montgomery held the Taste of the River Region Sunday night. Around 30 food and beverage vendors offered different samples. Money raised at the event goes to supporting many local organizations through grants. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump is in New York ahead of the United Nations General Assembly.
The president will meet with South Korea President Moon Jae-in, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as the leaders of Egypt, France, Japan, and the United Kingdom.
Congress has dropped plans that would have set limits to what airlines charge for baggage and seat assignments.
Bill Cosby goes before a judge for a two-day sentencing hearing.
Rivers in North Carolina and South Carolina are expected to crest this week.
James Woods needs a new platform to share his thoughts with fans. The actor locked out of his Twitter account for a tweet that the company says violated the rules.
At the box office this weekend, the biggest picture was the gothic family fantasy, The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
More than a week after Hurricane Florence made landfall, flooding remains a problem in some parts of North Carolina.
The Trump administration is proposing rules that would deny immigrants green cards if they use public assistance.
Tiger Woods is back, winning the PGA Tour Championship in Atlanta for his first title in 5 years.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Monday, starting your week outright. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And both Joey and I did the $9.99 a pound bone-in ribeye.
So good.
And it's really, really good. That's a premium cut of meat, not the prime, but a premium. But it is really, really good. I take advantage of that.
The fat rendered perfectly. I did a minute and a half each side in the real hot pan, basted in butter another minute each side. It was perfect. Yeah, nice red throughout the center. Fat rendered perfectly. Awesome.
I did mine precision cooker, then on the grill, then in the pan with the butter, and throwing in the peppers and the onions. And stuff. I tell you, the other thing we did is I really got it perfected of the mushrooms this time. Did some of the ghee butter with some wild mushroom oil with it, with a splash of lavender on it, so it had that kind of good flavor, deep flavor to it. And then did some steak drippings on it from the back. You know how I did my balsamic vinegar?
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
It really was great. I tell you that we were... With all the great football that we had last weekend, and you said you didn't feel, you felt Auburn was a little, you weren't getting a satisfaction out of the game.
Yes, I wanted a dominant feel against Arkansas, and I got more, the defense and special teams really pulled our fat out of the fire. I think Auburn played about the same game offensively that they played against LSU, if not worse than how they played against LSU. It's just Arkansas isn't as good of an opponent. I just wanted a statement game against a non-ranked opponent, and I didn't get that. And I just worry because Gus, as you pointed out to me off air, Gus got big wins last year, initially against Georgia, initially against Bama. But the frustrating part is you play Georgia again, and it's like, oh, that's that team I saw in the early weeks against LSU last year. It's the inconsistency that drives me nuts about that offense.
Well, and Auburn does so much better at home than they do on the road, and that's going to be a problem of theirs, is trying to deal with the road situation out there. But I can tell you that the steak and the dinner and the queso and the salsa and the Corona all were great for the Alabama through Auburn game. So,
oh, yes.
But the Mississippi State-Kentucky game, that was a shocker.
Yeah, no, Kentucky looks good this year.
Mississippi State has been just awesome. I've got a friend that just graduated from Mississippi State, and she was, like, bummed out.
And I'm wondering, can Vanderbilt beat Tennessee this year?
I think so.
I think they can.
I think so, too. Yeah, that's always an interesting game. And then, of course, the Alabama-Tennessee, the third Saturday in October game. There's some great football that's coming up. We're about to hit into that running of all the the SEC competition games. Okay, so let me remind you, by the way, you guys killed it going to Sweet Creek Farm Market. I was down there on Sunday. They said, and I mean, it was blowing and going on Sunday, but they said Saturday was just incredible. The crowd and all the things, but when Reese says they've got a big selection of pumpkins, they've got a big selection of pumpkin, boys and girls. I mean, if you want to get, like, the biggest king-size pumpkin down to the little decorative pumpkins in there, they got them all. And they're really good-looking, too. And all the decorations that they have for the fall festivities. But they really brought in the fall. I told them it kind of felt a little weird being so hot in fall, but... 272-9228, and let me finish up with some Andrew McCarthy talking about the own investigations, and the whole point of them saying this is to delay.
Your thoughts about going forward? We thought we were going to have a hearing on Thursday, and then maybe a vote on Friday or Monday of next week. Now with one, maybe two more accusers, and things have to be investigated. What does the timeline look like to you?
Brian, the more delay there is, the more delay there will be. There should have been a vote on this last Thursday. There is more than enough information at this point for the better and worse to cast a vote on this nominee. As Steve mentioned a second ago, what we're dealing with is a very, very thin margin in the Senate. So for that reason, Senator Grassley is understandably proceeding with caution. But the problem is, if he allows this delay to take hold with this idea that no matter how thinly supported a serious allegation is, that's a basis for more investigation and more delay, we're never going to see this guy get a vote.
Mitch McConnell is on the floor of the Senate basically saying this is a gigantic smear campaign, and I wonder if he's going to be treated as the old white guy in the news tonight. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to East. East,
hey,
how are you, my friend?
Man, I'm doing great. Doing great, although I am feeling a bit tortured by your description of your diet this past weekend. And, here I am trying to make it on a bologna sandwich. But that's okay. That's all right. That's all part of the beauty of radio, man. It makes you want to go and sack the meat department over there. Hey, look. First thing, I just want to let you know that I think that being more bunned sounds like it would really hurt, man. I mean, Andrew McCarthy saying that Republican voters would be more bunned. I don't know. Maybe this too esoteric. I'm sorry. But the other thing I wanted to ask you was, seriously, if the FBI questions these two young ladies and it was found out that they were not accurate or that they were just out and out lying, would there be consequences? Or, I mean,
That is a great question, and that was part of a discussion. You know, it's not illegal to lie about something out into the public.
Right.
It is illegal to lie to the FBI. And so that could be a consequence. But here's a question. Should there be some discussion about using lies or using this type of tactics, let's call it, to try to stop government from progressing? In other words, you're trying to bend the steel of government by coming up with these false accusations. Is there something that you're doing to kind of obstruct the actual justice system from happening? And there was an attorney who weighed in on it. He said, you know, the meaning of obstruction of justice is that justice is not being done because you are obstructing it. You're doing something to thwart it. And so he said it could be a legitimate argument that by the meaning of obstruction of justice, are you doing that with these situations? Because if you are, and you stopped it by using that as a legal mechanism, then you would probably have a lot less of it.
Right, right. Yeah, and this whole thing smells bad, and I've seen some of the pictures on the internet. I don't know how accurate they are, but it's just horrid, and I hope that we can get down to the truth of it. And expose these liars for who they really are.
Well, I hope the truth comes out. I mean, for example, when you read in the New Yorker article, and you actually read, and we may still try to read that, but it said that they said I had never heard, you know, what this woman accused, you know, Kavanaugh of. I've never heard that story before. So now, I have heard a story that as a prank, someone had a fake, you know what, that he was, you know, in his pants to try to show, to scare folks. But they didn't say it was Kavanaugh. But they said they did hear that happen at a party. They don't know if it's that party. So she may be confused on some things.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, look, guys, I just want to encourage you. Don't go out and be more bun. And we will try to have a good week, okay?
Ace, I have to give you a compliment. I was down there on Sunday, and there was a listener who heard me and came up and talked to me and had their kids that were there. Yeah. And so the listener said, Show him the your cookie that's the size of a hubcap. he hears that from you all the time.
Oh, Dan, you're doing it again, man. Well, listen, put my name in the hat.
You got it.
And we will look forward to hearing about it. I love the show, man.
Thank you, Issa. I appreciate you.
Talk to you. Bye.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's pick up the Andrew McCarthy now talking about Rosenstein, but it's also going to be talking about Jeff Sessions.
Meanwhile, the New York Times talks about this. Rod Rosenstein, you remember, suggested the 25th Amendment wearing a wire. He said he was being sarcastic when former deputy director of the FBI, Andy McCabe, suggested that to him because even though he only had the job for a couple of days, he thought Trump should be tossed out. So we don't know where that's going, but we know this. When Geraldo got a radio show, he got the president on and he asked him about this. Listen.
It's a very sad state of affairs when something like that can happen. We are looking at it, and it is, he was hired by Jeff Sessions. I was not involved in that process because, you know, they go out and they get their own deputies and the people that work in the department, and Jeff Sessions hired him.
So he's blaming Jeff Sessions for all this.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear the president say that. You know, put on your big boy pants. He's a Trump nominee, and the problem here is he's always been a guy who cultivated his good relationship with the Democrats. He thought when he wrote this memo, which was used to oust Comey, that people were going to be cheering and applauding that. He was taken aback by the blowback from that, and he's been trying to get into their good graces, mm-hmm. Or back into their good graces ever since. He did it by talking about the 25th Amendment. He did it by talking about wiretapping the president. And he did it by appointing a special counsel under circumstances where there was no legal basis to do that.
But the president's right. He did. It wasn't his pick. He doesn't even know him. He doesn't know anybody. He's a business guy. He's counting on people to put people in their position that are going to do a good job and not try to kiss up to one party or the other.
No, I don't buy it. You either, you know, you're the president or you're not. He's the guy. He's the main guy. He appointed these guys. He's a Trump nominee, and it's his administration. Stop blaming everybody else.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with Andrew on that one, is that there's no way, and you don't want your chief executive to be making all of the decisions. What you want to do is have them make the first decision to be a good one, then have that person make good decisions after that. When you listen to Trump talk about Jeff Sessions, that's an area that he, when he's being interviewed, is kind of like, you know, he picked Rosenstein and, you know, I don't have an attorney general, and I'm he's feeling it. And I just hope for Jeff Sessions' part that everything is going the way it's supposed to be going and is happening the way it's supposed to be happening, and that Jeff Sessions hadn't drank the Kool-Aid and doesn't see any problems with things that are going on in DOJ. That seems to be kind of a background story, just by the way. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a 5-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has 4 wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Life is a balancing act, but when dizziness and unsteadiness affected me to the point where I felt overwhelmed with things like doing laundry or walking outside, I'm glad I found Kindred at home.
If you're struggling, Safe Strides from Kindred at Home may be right for you. Safe Strides brings skilled therapists into your home to help you regain your confidence and independence. Kindred at Home Safe Strides is part of your Medicare benefit and covered by many insurance providers. Call 1-866-KINDRED and ask about Safe Strides today.
Time for the annual Cavco Outlet Tent Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Tent Warehouse Sale this Friday, September 28th and Saturday, September 29th, 8 till 5.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are.
You are my special. You are my special. You are my midnight day. So sweet. So fine.
Let's go to the phones and go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today, my dear?
Hi, Dan. I'm doing good.
Good.
You know, I've been listening to this about Jeff Sessions, and I've met the man a couple of times, and I really liked him. I don't want to think the worst of him, just like you. You know, we're having a hard time wrapping our head around this whole thing. I wanted to make a suggestion here.
Please.
I met a man that was in a political position. It was a new one. I'm not going to reveal any more than that on this, okay?
Okay.
And when he went in, he was military. And he had worked as a lobbyist for a little while. But he had a very straight arrow attitude. Everything was black and white. Much like Jeff Sessions. He believed everybody understood the rules and followed them. You know, otherwise you're out, like the military does, you know. Things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So it's all up and up. Everything has to be done just, you know, by the book, etc. Now, I tried to tell him, you know, you're getting into a political arena here. Oh, no, no, no. This is not political. He found out when he was replaced, it was very political. I really felt bad about him because he didn't see it coming. He did not know how devious things got until it happened to him. And I'm just, you know, kind of throwing this out there. It's Jeff Sessions maybe one of these types that honestly cannot see the devious nature of what's going on in D.C. Is he the type that believes that people are innately honest for the most part, except for those few, you know, rebels in the, you know, and you can see them right away and you'll know that they are? I don't know. But I'm willing to say maybe that's the problem. I don't know if that is or not. I'd hate to think he has drank the Kool-Aid, though. I mean, that just really upsets me to think it. So, anyway, that's kind of one of the things I was going to throw out there. And as far as Trump goes, with that little clip you played, a good manager does not micromanage his managers.
Really?
I mean, you pick managers for a reason, for them to handle that job. You're not supposed to have to walk behind them, checking every move they're making. That's not good management, any way you look at it.
Well, especially if you read the Art of the Deal. Art of the Deal clearly says it's delegate, delegate, delegate.
Exactly.
And find really good people.
Yes, because you don't have time to do everything. If you're going to have a good crew, you know, everybody does their job, you're going to have a good company, period. And he's right about that. So I'm glad Rosenstein is resigning. I've been praying something.
Well, we don't know whether he's resigning.
Oh, okay. Well, I was hoping. I was crossing my fingers that would happen.
Let me ask you, the person that you opened up the conversation with, was that local or was that D.C. or where?
A little of both.
A little bit of both, huh?
Yeah, I can't tell you. If I tell you too much, you'll guess it.
you have a grin on your face.
I do. Let's put it this way. He was under the president.
Interesting. Don't keep secrets from Danny Boy.
I'll tell you later, Danny.
Okay, I appreciate you, my dear.
Okay, you have a good day.
Very good. Debbie brings up some good valid points. Is that... Do you always think of the good of people that are there? And Jeff Sessions is in that elk. He doesn't. But again, I think he does know about the swamp and how much draining it needs. And there's a place, which is one of the reasons he wanted to go to DOJ, which is what he said to me, is that there's so much work that needs to be done to undo some of the damages that are being done there. So that was said directly to me. Matter of fact. Okay, this hour brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Getting a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Come on, see them. See Tip Thames. See David Ingram. See Danielle. See Lynn. See Eric. Go see all of them. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. We're going to be back right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you ready to spark your career? Due to continuing growth, Mr. Electric of Montgomery has immediate openings for full and part-time electricians. If you're a highly motivated, responsible, tidy individual with good work ethics, we want to talk to you. As part of the Mr. Electric team, you'll enjoy an excellent pay plan with extra income potential, ongoing education, and advancement opportunities. Applicants should have 3 to 5 years verifiable residential or commercial experience, plus a good driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Call Dan at Mr. Electric of Montgomery today to set up your interview. Why not work for Mr. Electric? Where?
We'll do it right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Mr. Electric is an equal opportunity employer. Wayne Newton is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to the News Talk Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Wayne Newton at the MPAC on February 7th. Tickets to Wayne Newton at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 7th, from News Talk 93.1.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. The White House saying President Trump will meet with embattled Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein Thursday.
The statement put the brakes on speculation Rosenstein was either going to quit or be fired imminently. Rosenstein has denied a New York Times article that said last year he talked about wearing a wire to secretly tape President Trump and discussed recruiting cabinet members to use the 25th Amendment to start the process for removing the president.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Also Thursday, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and a woman who accused him of sexual misconduct will testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee, a second woman coming forward over the weekend.
This new allegation comes from a classmate of Brett Kavanaugh's during his freshman year at Yale. Deborah Ramirez told The New Yorker that during a drunken party, Kavanaugh exposed himself to her and then touched her with his privates as she pushed him away.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Kavanaugh denies both allegations. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard needs some rain, this is some good news. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, especially by this afternoon and this evening. Not every town will get wet, but many will. Highs in the upper 80s today. Tonight's low 73. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, still a generous supply of those random showers and storms. About 50% coverage both days with highs in the upper 80s. And then the storms become a little bit more numerous by Thursday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet and stay on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, which are getting a little bit more busy, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are on a Monday.
She is a lady, comes from all around. There's many places, but she's homeward bound. And as she walks kind of funny,
okay, Clapper. Kind of weighing in on a couple of things, and we're going to, in a roundabout way, we're going to get to the FISA. But he's going to be talking about Trump and the things that Trump's doing currently.
Look at the FISA situation. Again, he's quoting, you know, Fox folk about why he's concerned about what's in the Carter Page FISA applications. He could just pick up the phone and in short order get a briefing on what was in there and what isn't in there and why. Why doesn't he rely on what he can resource?
Yeah, that's a great question, Chris, and I don't know because and some of the commentary he's made about the whole process makes me wonder whether he understands the FISA process and the inviolate nature of FISA court proceedings. And, of course, this order, his ordering that there be further declassification of the FISA request for authorization, I think, is a very, very dangerous precedent. But as we've seen, he's not much of one to worry about precedents.
Very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. How dangerous? Very dangerous.
So dangerous, yes, very.
So that means that when we see this, we're going to go, oh my God, that's right. Very dangerous.
Right, how dangerous of the president.
That's about as CYA as trying to deflect as anything I've heard him say. Now, this is Clapper. This isn't Brennan. This is Clapper. So let's listen to the next part about it and what the motive may be.
He could have taken the time and figured out what's in there, right, and then made an assessment. He didn't, and it seems to be a political play that whatever comes out will be good for him. Do you think that there will be satisfaction that when these documents are made clear that the American people will see that the FISA applications for Carter Page were really just about the dossier and that there was really nothing there and this was just ugly politics at play at the highest level?
Well, I honestly don't think that that's what will be demonstrated. In fact, even the earlier version of the redacted FISA authorization, to me, had enough information in it to indicate that the dossier was certainly not used as the primary source. Remember, this was the fourth request on Carter Page, going back some years. So the dossier was perhaps an input, but certainly not the exclusive one. And as far as the provenance of the dossier and whether or not it was paid for, well, that was indicated how it was originally funded, and that was indicated in the originally heavily redacted version of the dossier. So I think even if. And I hope they're not. I hope the Department of Justice and the DNI will be very careful about any further redactions because, again, this has bad implications for the future. And I don't think it's going to cast much light from an objective factual standpoint. But, of course, the president's doing this for political reasons, and he's weaponizing another tool available to him that he has authority over. Much like, taking away clearances from people that disagree with them.
I tell you guys this all the time. When somebody accuses somebody of something, they're actually talking about what they did. And what they did is they politicized and weaponized the intelligence. And what he just accused Trump of is exactly what I believe they did. The other thing is he goes, well, it's not the sole exclusive. Well, we do know that they put in actual press accounts in it that were actually planted by the FBI to try to shore up the FISA document. The other thing is there were four requests. Four went to four different judges, but the document changed very little in it, which means I believe it means that they were judge shopping and they were trying to find availability. Here you go. And they were presenting because when I read it, it was read. I read it like it was an original piece. The first one and the second one, the heading on it, the introduction, were identical. Which means that I think they were just taking the document, just reshopping it every 90 days and sending it to a new judge. They go, we need a different judge to pick this one up. And the first one didn't matter. The second one, it was an odds thing. But if that judge had already gotten one, just got one, and you knew that they just got one, then you just ship out another one that goes into a rotation. I believe they were judge shopping. Okay, so we're going to have Catherine Herridge, and this guy's not going to go away, by the way. I can tell he's worried about this document because of the way he's presenting the facts of being released. Excuse me. Catherine Herridge is going to be talking about the McCabe memos. This is interesting.
As President Trump appears to blame Attorney General Jeff Sessions for the controversy over his deputy Rod Rosenstein, the House Judiciary Chairman threatened to subpoena the so-called McCabe memos if they are not provided by Tuesday. Two Hill sources tell Fox News that the McCabe memos drafted by former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, you see here, he was fired for lying to federal investigators. The memos cover the May 2017 discussions of an obstruction case against the president, the firing of FBI Director James Comey, as well as the controversial wire comment by Rosenstein. On Sunday morning futures with Maria Bartiromo, Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte laid down a marker.
If they're not produced by tomorrow or Tuesday, this week, we are going to issue a subpoena to the Justice Department that expands upon the subpoena we issued earlier this year and includes the McCabe memos and some other documents that have been requested by us but thus far not produced.
Two sources told Fox News that earlier this year, Justice Department officials, to include Rosenstein, told lawmakers they would never see the McCabe memos, citing classified information and the necessary secrecy surrounding Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe. Friday, after the New York Times report alleging Rosenstein advocated the use of a wire to record the president, the Deputy Attorney General said in a statement, quote, "I never pursued or authorized recording the president, and any suggestion that I've ever advocated for the removal of the president is absolutely false." Even before the New York Times report, critics said Rosenstein has a conflict of interest in the Russia probe because he signed the final surveillance order for Trump campaign aide Carter Page, and he is now at the center of the McCabe memos that go to the issue of obstruction, Sandra.
So they point blank said they're never going to say the lie today, and they're tying it to the Mueller investigation. But all of a sudden, I started thinking about it, because here's the premise that she just put out there, that McCabe felt that there was an obstruction of justice issue with firing of Comey. And you remember, he gave his memos to Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to assume nothing was done with that, but McCabe is the one that's under investigation now for doing a lot of other not good things.
Yes.
And so, could he have been peddling the obstruction of justice type stuff? And basically doing it as a setup, because you remember the struck page tax. We need to do it while Andy is still there. And I believe that to be the obstruction of justice concept right after Comey was fired. I want to tell you something, folks. We desperately, as a country, need this stuff to get out. I'm going to be so disappointed if this... If we get to the midterm elections and the elections happen and none of this stuff came out, I'm going to be greatly disappointed, particularly if we lose the Senate. And the polling data I'm looking at, it just is very concerning to me. I think we can actually still pick up some seats, but I'm worried that the threshold, the bottom, is starting to fall out, particularly among some House seats that are out there, because the Republicans and the Trump supporters are just kind of, they're so discouraged out there. I mean, they're not, the fired up level isn't anywhere near where it was, particularly your core Trump supporter is still there. They're going to get on vote. The real problem is going to be the independent who was supporting Trump, and it's kind of, they're in a disillusioned state. And if you're female, suburban, and you were there, that's going to be the place that is going to all come true or not come true here. So now let me pick up with John Bolton. He was on Fox and Friends this morning and doing an in-studio interview with them. They talk over each other so badly. I hate this. But you know, what he's going to be commenting on at the very first take is because they talked over each other so much. But you remember, it wasn't long ago that Donald Trump was calling him a little rocket man and all this kind of stuff. Then they had the Singapore summit. Then they had the kind of the mess up. But this thing's starting to pull together. And South Korea president met with Trump at the UN up in New York just a little while ago. Let's listen to John Bolton.
This time it really matters. It's not my opinions that I'm talking about. It's the president's. I like to say I'm the national security advisor. I'm not the national security decision maker.
That's right. You know, in that soundbite from last year, that's when the president referred to Kim Jong-un as a little rocket man. We haven't heard much of him referring to him as that anymore. Why is that?
Well, I think because the president's policy of economic pressure through sanctions and military pressure brought Kim Jong-un to the table. They had a historic summit in Singapore. Kim Jong-un pledged there and elsewhere to denuclearize North Korea, and that's what we're working on.
Are you worried that North and South Korea are moving forward towards not unification, but towards their agreement, maybe leaving us out?
Well, President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet today. They'll talk about the results of President Moon's meeting with Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang last week. We have always tried to stay as close as we can to our allies in South Korea, and we just need to keep our focus on denuclearization as the priority. That's priority 1, 2, and 3 for us.
Does South Korea believe that?
That's what President Moon has committed to President Trump several times.
You know, I kind of questioned John Bolton at the very beginning, but he has really worked his place in here. I think he understands his place. I'm the advisor, not the decider. I thought that was very good. And I don't think that, I was a little worried that he was going to get Trump into trouble on things, but I think that some possibilities and some options is kind of what Mattis and Bolton bring to the table, Pompeo, but they're not putting things into action, and Trump is trying his way, but understanding here are some options if things do not work out as well. And I think it's working pretty well for him. I'm looking forward to seeing what happened with the meeting with the South Korean president on the news tonight. Let's go to the second part of this. Now, talking about Russia and the UN speech.
Over the weekend, we watched the dials on President Trump's rally that he had in Missouri, and when he said, "I'm the president of the United States, not the president of the world," Republicans went nuts. What will we be hearing from him? Is he going to double down on the America First message?
Well, I just wish I had thought of that line before he delivered it, because I think it really sums up in many respects what the president's policy is focused on. He looks out after the best interest of the American people. They're the ones who elected him. They're the ones he's responsible to. And I think in his speech to the General Assembly on Tuesday, his speech to the Security Council on Wednesday, he's going to try and explain that in respect of a number of things, interference in American politics, interference in our trade relations, mm-hmm. how the U.S. exerts sovereignty. And let's be clear what we mean by sovereignty. We mean the voice of the people of the United States being exercised through the Constitution. In America, we the people are sovereign, and I don't think the president wants anybody to forget that.
What is the difference between the President Donald Trump, who's going to appear tomorrow, as opposed to the man who was there in the Great Hall last year?
Well, I think he's got another year of accomplishments under his belt. I think one of the most significant things he did was get out of the wretched Iran nuclear deal. He campaigned against it in 2016. He said it was the worst.
You love that he did that.
Fantastic. Glad to be part of it. But he's absolutely right. It's the worst diplomatic deal in American history. We've put sanctions back on, more sanctions coming back on in November. We'll find other sanctions to put on as well to pressure the Iranian government to change its behavior, and not just their nuclear weapons program, but their ballistic missile program and their militaristic activity across the Middle East, in Iraq, in Syria, Lebanon, Yemen. They're a real threat, and the president's dealing.
Feeling much better about John Bolton. Story moving on Fox right now that Rosenstein actually met with John Kelly last Friday out here. That's interesting.
Right.
So I wonder where, because it seemed to be first person when he's saying, "I may be getting fired here," but that's interesting that it was last Friday. And then this happened today, and then McCabe is kind of weighing in on this, saying, "I hope the rumors are not true that he's resigning, because that could put the Mueller investigation on hold." That's interesting. News Talk 93.1, Dan Marshall, we're going to be back right after this quick break.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Here's one for you. Just an hour ago, this moved. Hundreds of Yale alumni sign open letter supporting new Kavanaugh accuser. Not because they know anything, but she must be heard. Letter attracted more than 900 signatures as of 1:30 today. Using purpose with political. Man. Get me out of this nightmare. 272-9228, if you want to get your shots in for the last segment of the show. Let's continue with John Bolton. I'm kind of liking him here.
So there was an attack at their parade, and they're blaming us and the Gulf states for that attack. But in reality, they've had a lot of unrest because the people of Iran are getting a little upset that they're not seeing in this revenue. Even when the deal was signed, that was supposed to come cascading in as world investment went to Iran.
Well, they did get, you know, $120, $150 billion courtesy of the Obama administration, which there's no doubt they applied to terrorism and their nuclear program. They're involved now in a very difficult situation in Syria, very dangerous. Just last week, the Syrians shot down a Russian plane after Israel went after Iranian military forces in Syria. A lot of people in very close proximity. Israel just trying to defend itself, and now Russia's torqued this up again, accusing Israel of being responsible. So you see the problem. Israel's responsible. The United States is responsible. Never Russia, never Iran. You can see what's wrong with that picture.
Ambassador Nikki Haley was on one of the Sunday shows yesterday responding to the U.S. and other nations being blamed for that, and here's what she had to say.
Every conflict that we have, we see Iran's fingerprints, whether it's in Yemen, whether it's in Iraq, whether we're looking at what's happening in Syria. I think what Rouhani needs to do is he needs to look at his own home base. He's got the Iranian people are protesting. Every ounce of money that goes into Iran goes to his military. He has oppressed his people for a long time. I think the Iranian people have had enough, and that's where all of this is coming from. But having said that, he can blame us all he wants. The thing he's got to do is look in the mirror.
What do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly right. But none of this would have happened, really, unless the president had gotten out of the nuclear deal and reimposed sanctions. If the deal had continued, there would have been a flood of additional investment into the country, and the regime would have been protected. I think they're on a very short leash right now. I think the people are decidedly unhappy. We want to work with our European friends and others to continue to put pressure on them.
That, and more, you look at their stock market, they're just taking it on the chin. Their currency is being devaluated by over 80% now, and they're having to sneak oil out to try to hit it on the black market to try to get different currency than their own. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on there. And the great thing is that they've been able to do this, and the instability is among the public, not among the country itself. So you've got citizens that are protesting, and that is where government starts having a problem. And the last time that happened was the Shah was overthrown by Khomeini. So now he's going to talk about an important subject, and that is China.
They keep talking about what's happening in the administration as chaos, that Mattis is on the way out. The president doesn't have dinner with him anymore. The Secretary of State is closer than Tillerson. But I also have reports, and not from you, that you, Mattis, and Pompeo have been conferring in a very tight unit and do mirror the president's thoughts. Where's the reality? You've been in other administrations.
Yeah. I mean, the three of us have breakfast once a week. If we're all in town, we try and work out differences. I would say it's fair that we're three strong personalities. I think that's what the president needs to give him advice. The president's the ultimate decision maker. And our job is to give him advice and then carry out his policies. That's what we're doing.
The president of the United States is going to be over at the General Assembly today doing what?
Well, there's going to be a conference that we've organized with the United Nations on opioids. It's obviously a huge problem in the United States, and I think what the president's going to try and do today is rally international support, because much of this problem is international. If you look at fentanyl, for example,
China,
which by the way, is a prohibited chemical weapon under the Chemical Weapons Convention, apart from being an opioid, the vast bulk of it in the United States, we believe, comes from China. So if you worry about China's role in the world, you can start right here at home with the opioid crisis.
I meant to break that into two pieces. I was wondering where the third piece was. But that Mattis, Pompeo, and Bolton are meeting on a weekly basis and kind of comparing notes and coming to agreements and making sure they have an agenda, that they're on the same page. That is excellent. And that's why I think that their foreign affairs stuff has just been taking off like crazy and doing an outstanding job. He's doing it domestically, stock market, jobs numbers, and this kind of thing. And those are your two platforms you want to be in. But I noticed that he talked about the chaos in the White House, and there's no chaos. And then the same thing John Solomon said from the Hill, exact same thing. It's all these rumor stuff that you get these bad reports. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, I want you to be good, be safe, be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump standing by his Supreme Court nominee after a second woman accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct. People to come out of-